Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, all the way from Australia, is Illinois Credit Union League's very own Tom Kane. Tom, good to see you again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Doing great. A little early in the morning here. I think it's about 17 ahead of you.
Oh, is it?
So
okay.
Oh, you're actually so tomorrow morning for you while you're doing, well, it's yesterday afternoon for you.
All right. Well, I can come to you if I need to see anything in the future. So I'll be sure.
Exactly.
Like, hey, what are the stocks doing or something like that? But anyway, hey, we are here talking about, I always start this out like it's that time of the year again. I love my credit union day is right around the corner. And you guys at the league started this like 3 years ago, Tom. So can you give us a quick refresher? Like, first of all, when is it and what it's all about?
Sure. Two things. It's one day, July 28th, 2023. Okay. And it's hashtag I love my credit union. Those are the only rules.
You know, I like that.
You know, one day, no hashtag. So this started 3 years ago. It actually started before that. I was mm-hmm. on the CUNA operational team that was with the credit union awareness.
Oh, that's right.
Group. That was all rolling out. And not the side, but on the operational side, trying to raise money, trying to, you know, how to kind of place the ads and all that kind of stuff
right.
Early on. And one of the things that came up was it seemed like we were spending a lot of money on social media. And the thought was, well, why are we doing that when social media is free?
Right.
Should we have another component of this that just takes advantage of free social media?
Yeah.
And we thought, kicked it around within our own office about, you know, should we create some viral videos? And we just thought, well, that's really hard to do unless you do something completely ridiculous or illegal or humiliating.
Well, there's a lot of that on social media. There's a lot of ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So we just thought, well, let's flip that around. Rather than having one video that goes viral,
yeah,
how about if we have, you know, with millions of views, let's try to get millions of people to, or at least thousands, to post something about why they love their credit unions. And that's really how that started then. And the genesis of it was just trying to have something positive, the message about the about what the great things that credit unions do, because there's so much negative on social media. So let's have something positive about, you know, the how credit unions work in their communities, how they help their communities, how they are a collaborative kind of group. And so that's was in 2021.
Okay.
And we had just a great response. Hundreds of organizations signed up. You know, we had staff and directors and volunteers and members and friends, family, all posted about why they love their credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we created a bunch of materials and resources. And every year we've gotten better. So last year we had more than 850 organizations. We've got nearly 1,000 organizations signed up this year, created a new web with a lot more resources for people so that they can, if they don't want to create anything themselves, they can just go out to our website, which is ilovemycreditunion.social.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of resources out there that on the day they can use, and ideas too, that for different things. So the first year, it was just really difficult to explain to people what we were doing and why we were doing it. The second year, not so much. People kind of understood it. This year, as most people by now have heard of the day. So, and they've incorporated then into their marketing plans, because that was the other thing at first. And why I started out by saying there's only two rules is because we didn't want to make this too prescriptive.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make it really easy. People have their marketing budgets, they have their, you know, their plans and all that stuff. So we wanted to make it as easy as possible for them to incorporate whatever it is they want to do into their plans. So we have people that, you know, we have the logo, we have our colors, we have all of that stuff. They can do with it whatever they want. We don't care.
Yeah.
Again, all we care about is the hashtag and that they do it on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people take the logos, put it in their own colors, their own t-shirts, their own branding, incorporate. And we're like, we're fine with that. Yeah, exactly. However people want to get the message out.
Yeah. Talk about going viral. This stuff went really viral. And it's going to go to that level again, I think, and then some this time around. So you're in the third year of it, obviously. So what kind of results have you guys achieved so far? You talked about a lot of the organizations that you're partnering with or that participated, and up to 1,000. Are there any other kind of numbers that you could share, Tom? I mean, this is kind of off the top of your head, but if you have anything to share, that would be
great. Yeah, no. So last year we had more than 55,000 messages go out.
What?
From across the country, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So the reach is into the millions by the time we get done. The nice thing about social media now is you can kind of track everything. So it's really cool about being able to see, particularly on that day, because mm-hmm. we all sit around and we post our own things, and then we sit there and watch kind of what's happening around the country. And what's really fun about it is how the first year was really a lot of credit union staff, and then they started to really get their members engaged and mm-hmm. members more involved mm-hmm. in it with key. Different incentives and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we do, is we provide incentive for credit unions to come up with ideas to engage their members or their volunteers or their friends and family. So we actually do a giveaway. We do 10 drawings of $1,000 each to any credit union that submits an idea. So, because a lot of times credit unions are like, I'd like to do something, I just don't want to spend any time thinking about this.
Right.
So on our website, then we have credit unions, they post their ideas that mm-hmm. they're going to be doing, their little efforts on that day, what they're planning. And then we do drawings then for $1,000 for any charity of their choice. Which is nice. So we did that last year, which was really obviously people well received, because people like money to be able to give to a charity of their choice. So we've done that as an incentive, and that's really gotten people kind of excited and engaged in this. The other thing is to try to get the leagues, because the leagues, you know, being a league ourselves, we like to think that we have a lot of influence with our credit unions in the state of Illinois do. So what we do with the other leagues is we provide them an incentive as well to get their credit unions engaged. And we've done this for a couple of years now to benefit the Children's Miracle Network. So Credit Union for Kids. So we do, this year we're doing three prizes. We're doing $5,000, $7,500, and $10,000. They're random drawings for the leagues to get their credit unions engaged in this. And then whoever wins that, then those donations then go to the Children's Miracle Network of their choice.
Awesome.
So we had, the last couple of years, we've had a couple of very happy leagues and hospitals around the country that are get the benefit of the drawings.
Some recognition and the benefit you're talking about. And I love how you just turned this into a total positive campaign, because as you alluded to earlier, there's so much negativity in social media. It's, you can't, you know, trip over yourself talking about some of the trolling and all that type of stuff. But this, oh my gosh, the upside, the positivity to this is just, you know, unlimited. So this is, and it's pretty cool that it starts with credit unions, this positive message, right? So I love that about it. So pretty cool. And I know you guys had this probably, you know, from the very beginning, let's keep it positive, you know, let's share some stories, that type of stuff of how creatives have helped people along the way. And so, and that's kind of, and that kind of gets to the nuts and bolts of it, right? Are these wonderful stories of how credit unions have helped members and people even within the credit union industry, you know, professionals within the credit union industry, how they have helped them in their careers or their personal lives. So yeah, it's just so, so cool. And to make it as easy as possible, like you guys said, just makes it that much better. And yeah, and that's the way it should be. It should be super easy.
Well, and I'm a president of a league, right? But I'm also a member of four credit unions. And so, you know, my first message that I had was I went through it was a quick, one of those quick things that, you know, do on social media. But I went through quickly, though, how each of my credit unions helped in a different way mm-hmm. in my own financial journey. And so that's what's really cool, too, is to be able to go back and see when members get on and talk about all the different things that credit unions have done now, which is really cool. So they, you know, they can do it in pictures, they can do it in a video, they can do it in any kind of way that they want. So
that's, and is this just relegated to Twitter, or can you do LinkedIn as well, or other social media avenues?
Just all the social media. Just MySpace, not so much anymore, but we do Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snap. Okay. Of course, TikTok is a big one nowadays.
Oh, too, yeah.
So, and LinkedIn. Okay. You know, LinkedIn is supposed to be a little more professional, I guess, but everybody's using it.
I think this is appropriate
nowadays. So
I think this is appropriate. So the other different thing in this year that you guys are doing, you're partnering with Pure IT and Janucy as well. So how are those partnerships working? So that's a kind of a little wrinkly.
I mean, just completely on the, to take off my league hat and put on my biz shirt here. So one of the things that we've done is we did an investment in Pure IT. Mm-hmm. So they're an IT services company that, you know, works with credit unions all over the country. And we invested in the company, and I have a technical background, so I'm very familiar and very interested in kind of the things that they're doing for credit unions. And so we worked with them not only to do an investment, but to also come up with a product particularly aimed at small credit unions and trying to get small credit unions into the cloud. I have a security background myself and just an IT background, I mentioned. And it's important, I think, for credit unions to try to, particularly small credit unions, to try to figure out how to get their systems out of their data centers that they have there locally. It's more efficient, it's more secure, it's just easier to operate if you're in the cloud. And that's a difficult thing to do for small credit unions especially. Yeah. So Pure IT has come up with a really nice package of services from Microsoft 365 and just some other services to be able to get credit unions to move some of their systems into the cloud. Not necessarily their core. I mean, they don't do that one, but all their other kinds of other other systems that they end up having. So, so that's just something different that we're working on and really trying to push. Many of the Envisent customers across the country are smaller credit unions. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like a very, very natural partnership for us to work with Pure IT on that. And the Janucy one is really interesting because I think that that we're looking at doing investment with them as well. It's a lot of the same folks that work with Pure IT that are in Janucy. Mm-hmm. But that system to be able to connect fintechs with cores from credit unions is something that's really fascinating to me. I think just has a great future. Mm-hmm. I think credit unions more and more are going to have to rely on fintechs. It's not one of those things where it's just a competition.
Yeah.
It's just that we facilitated a investments through the Circle Fund. We had 13 credit unions in the state of Illinois combine some money to go into the Circle Fund to be able to in fintechs along with a couple of leagues. So that's something that's very important for us to be able to get credit unions access to some fintechs that otherwise they may not be able to get.
So you guys are getting two birds with one stone here, getting some getting some technology awareness and also some consumer awareness as all. And lastly, before I let you go, Tom, because I know you're visiting family and stuff, and I don't want to keep you too long, but can you share some, just kind of a little left turn here, can you share some league legislative wins here, if you want to share those real quick? Because we're all about good news here, all right? So let's hear about some wins.
We are. Yeah, well, put my league hat back on. I mean, obviously, one of the most important things that we end up doing, and we have a lot of state charter credit unions in Illinois. Yeah. We have the second most state charters in the country, right behind Texas. So the state legislative session is very, very important to us. And so every year, and we have a tradition that every year since I've been here over the last 20 years, except during the pandemic where they basically didn't have a session, but we've had a credit union act get passed. And again, this year we had a very, very successful session in which we got, we always have a number of different amendments. We just want to make sure that we have something every single year, yeah, so that it doesn't, we don't fall out of practice, I guess, and that our legislators know that that we're always going to be doing something. Yeah. So this year we ended up passing one of the things that we got was credit unions can, if they opt for it, they can only have 6 board meetings a year. So this is the legislation, the same legislation that's being proposed at the federal level for federal credit unions, been passed in the Senate at the federal level. We passed and has been signed into law here. So that's kind of a nice thing. It's, we had a bit of a battle with our regulators who decided this year to become very activists. Okay. And proposed a bunch of bills. They almost never propose anything, including creating a financial protection bureau just for the state of Illinois. And we were able to push that back, along with some fee increases that they wanted to push on us. We were able to push that back with a big grassroots effort. So anyway, just a very, very successful, what looked like it could have been a kind of a harrowing session for us turned into a really, really successful
good
one,
deal. So. Well, nobody messes with Tom Kane and the Illinois Trading League. All right. You guys mean business. So good stuff. All righty, Tom. Anything else? I mean, I could talk to you all day. I love this type of stuff. So anything else to add to wrap up here as we, as you know, July 28th is going to be right around the corner here, even though, you know, we just experienced the 4th of July a few days ago. So yeah. Anything else, sir?
No. I just hope everybody participates.
Yes.
Really easy. All you have to do is get on some social media platform, whatever one is your favorite, and just post something. Just make sure it's on July 28th.
Yep.
Your country. And actually, I'll be back, so it'll be my country too.
Okay.
It is funny. The time change thing is just crazy.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
Yeah. Just trying to keep track of all of that. But so on July 28th, and use the hashtag I love my credit union. Okay. So. Looking forward to that.
Well, and Australians can do it too. Why not? You know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, actually, last year we had 11 countries, people from 11 countries participate.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Wow. Yeah. See? So maybe it does spread a little bit over.
Yeah. Day, going global. Going global, Tom.
Exactly.
All right, Tom. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your family and enjoy some time down under, as they say. And
I
look forward to chatting again. And congratulations on the success of I Love My Credit Union. July 28th from 12 midnight to 12 midnight. The whole day. Right. Knock yourself out with those hashtags. So good stuff, Tom. Thanks again.
All right. Good day, mate.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.